USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two American missionaries now heading home to the United States after being detained in Russia for nearly 3 weeks. Russian authorities had arrested Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints missionaries Cole Brodowski and David Gogg on March 1st. The 20-year-old Brodowski and 19-year-old Gogg were accused of violating Russia's laws against foreign citizens carrying out missionary work in Russia. An Arizona mother with a popular YouTube channel jailed on $200,000 bond after being arrested for alleged child abuse. Michelle Hobson accused of harshly punishing her 7 adopted kids, which appear on the Fantastic Adventures channel, which has over 800,000 subscribers. March Madness ramping up today as the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Round of 64 begins with 4 games each in Hartford, Jacksonville, Des Moines, and Salt Lake City. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says she herself has been shocked by some of her husband George Conway's recent actions. That after her husband lashes out at President Trump on Twitter questioning the president's mental stability. This morning, Conway says,
my husband also has been very critical of the president publicly, which is unlike him, just because he's traditionally been a very private person. In 2016, which is known as the year of the tweet, George Conway sent exactly 0 tweets. So this is new. And what also is new is not supporting the agenda of the president and my work there.
Conway speaking on Fox News, President Trump fired back at her husband, recently calling him a whack job and a stone cold loser. The Labor Department reporting that America's unemployment lines have gotten a bit shorter. It's reporting that last week, 221,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits, 9,000 fewer than the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan now under investigation for alleged ethics violations. The Pentagon's Inspector General says it began the probe after getting a recent complaint that Shanahan allegedly acted to promote his former employer, Boeing, and disparage its competitors. Shanahan worked at Boeing for 31 years before he joined the Trump administration. Another two-day Fed policy meeting ends yesterday, and here's the story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Federal Reserve decided to leave interest rates unchanged and suggested there will be no more rate hikes this year. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says it's not because of a dire outlook on the economy.
The limited data that we have do show a slowdown. On the other hand, as I mentioned, we see the underlying economic fundamentals for growth this year as still very positive.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant will be signing a very strict abortion law, perhaps the strictest in the nation, at a ceremony this morning. It prohibits most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which would be about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And a new study says drinking piping hot tea can double your risk of developing cancer. Researchers with the American Cancer Society say tea drinkers who like their tea warmer than 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drink 2 large cups of it a day have a 90% higher risk of esophageal cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.